USA Radio News with Wendy King.
John Hopkins University is reporting more than 200,000 people have died in the United States from the coronavirus pandemic. The White House claims the death toll in this country, already the highest in the world, could have been worse. In an interview for WJBK Fox Detroit, President Trump says his administration is doing an amazing job against the virus.
We're doing extremely well, relatively speaking. If I wouldn't have closed down, we could have had 2 million deaths right now, 2.5 million. We shouldn't have any.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris said during a roundtable discussion outside of a Detroit barbershop that President Trump has confused the government's effort against the virus.
We heard his taped conversation when he told Bob Woodward he knew this thing was airborne and could kill people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. That's x3bar.com, x3bar.com.
Wrangling continues in the Senate over a vote on a nominee to replace the vacancy on the Supreme Court created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Republicans appear to have the votes to confirm the nominee, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We have an obligation under the Constitution, should we choose to take advantage of it, with a president of the same party as the Senate, to advance the nomination. And we will certainly do that this year.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer scolding Republicans for reversing course after not taking a high court nominee by President Obama in 2016.
Why should the American people trust the Republican senators to do anything they say when they are proving right now that their speeches mean nothing the moment the shoe is on the other foot?
President Trump said he would announce his Supreme Court nominee on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Gas prices have fallen almost 2 cents a gallon, with the national average now at $2.16. USA's John Clemens reports.
That $2.16 is almost 51 cents lower than a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of gasoline may change due to all the recent hurricanes.
Oil prices have rallied notably in the last several weeks as hurricane season picks up steam and has resulted in the shutdown of hundreds of oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. In addition, refineries in the Gulf of Mexico have also shut down for previous storms.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The government of Botswana has determined that toxic algae was responsible for the deaths of more than 350 elephants in the African country earlier this year. Cyril Talo, the acting director of Botswana Wildlife and National Park, said that the elephants in the Saranga area died from a neurological disorder after drinking water tainted by toxic algae. He added, however, that no other species seemed to be affected by the contaminated water, and that scavengers such as hyenas and vultures who were seen feeding on the carcasses of the affected elephants didn't show signs of the illness. Laboratory analysis of the elephant carcasses found that the likely cause of death was a bacteria that can cause paralysis and respiratory failure. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.